listening to National Rock Review.
Hey everyone, it's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. Right now on the phone, we've got Mia Coldheart from Crucified Barbara. Hello, Mia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let me just start with this, man. What a nice surprise it was for me last weekend to walk into the Token Lounge and see you guys. Amazing. I can't believe I hadn't heard of you till now. You ladies were incredible.
Thank you so much. We had good fun.
Yeah. How have the shows been going with Girl School? Are you guys having a good time?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great tour. It's been 3.5 weeks and we've played so much great clubs and great crowds, and the Girl School are so nice and cool to be around. And also the bands, Velvet Black and Old James, that we're touring with. So yeah, we're having a really, really good time on this tour.
Good. Hey, I was kind of shocked to see that the band has actually been around since like 1999. How did it all happen with you ladies all coming together? Were you all friends, or how did you meet up?
We met through music. We were like, I'm the last one in the band. I joined in 2000, so, and I was like 20 years old then. So I heard about Crucified Barbara through, I come from the suburbs of Stockholm in Sweden.
Yeah.
And I had like seen them sometimes in the city playing, and they were really cool, and I was kind of scared of them because it was a badass. And they just met in school before, like 2 years before that, and started to play together. And,
okay.
Yeah, so.
Did you guys have a sound in mind that you wanted Crucified Barber to sound like, or is it just kind of the way it came out with you four ladies jamming together?
It's actually that it becomes what it's like, what we do. We never had like, oh, we're going to sound like this band, or we don't have any like common music or bands that we try to like sound like,
yeah,
or something. We all started out because of Nirvana. I think that was the, like Nirvana and Hole, of those bands were the ones that made us want to play on our different spaces where we grew up in Stockholm. And since then we just, you know, we just write riffs and jam together, and the music that comes out is the things that we want to play, and this is how it sounds.
Yeah, no, awesome. It's been 10 years since your debut album. Are you guys finally to the point now where you feel confident and you know that you have something to offer? I mean, you guys are doing well with fans, you're growing. Do you finally have that confidence where you know this is going to turn into something good?
Yeah, I mean, at least I think that we have finally, this last album in the red, I feel like I'm very, very proud of it. It's our best album so far, and I think that we finally, you know, we learn so much for each album and every tour we do. So this last album went quite, it took a lot of time to write and record it, but we were quite confident when we wrote the songs that we felt that it's going to be good. And when we had the meetings with the producer, he didn't change much really to the songs we had written. He just jumped in when we needed help and like, what to do with this part, of can we use this song, you know. So I think we learned so much during our years together, because we're playing so extreme much together. So
that's
true. I think we're learning how to do this now, how to be in Crucified Barbara and make our music.
Yeah, no, good. Who, for you personally, Mia, who are some of your biggest influences? Who is it that really made you maybe want to pick up a guitar and sing?
It was like Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love was my inspiration when I started to like play. Those bands were like, was what made me and my friends in school at that time. I was like 13, 14. Like we just wanted to learn how to play the guitar and start a band together.
Yeah.
So that was the first like rock music I listened to. Before that, when I was a teenager, I was like, I didn't get rock at all. So like, from going to grunge, I had to like go back in time and discover the whole band after that. So, but I'm happy to have those influences.
That's cool.
I don't like it too polished or too nice, you know.
Yeah. How is it over in Sweden as far as women and hard rock and metal? It's getting better here in the States, but I still think there's a lot of people who don't know if you know, chicks should be doing the hard rock and the metal. Is Sweden more, are they more open to female bands and stuff over there?
We have quite a lot of bands, but they feel like every generation has to like fight the same thing. So I think we always try to just not think too much about it. We just do our thing and play. But I still see that the biggest festivals we have, the rock festivals, we still have that mentality that they only book one girl band, you know, because they think that, and they have like hundreds of boy bands that sound exactly the same, you know.
So
it makes no sense at all, I think. But I hope that like it will change. But I have a lot of girls still playing back in Sweden, but not enough, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll keep getting better, you know, as time goes by. I think the more women that do it, the more women will feel confident about maybe pursuing it for themselves, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of young girls playing as well. It was like just me and my two friends jamming together. Now when I like go back to my hood, it's like much more young girls are playing, making music. So that's a good change, at least.
Yeah, that is. Hey, your latest CD is titled In the Red. Tell us a little bit about this latest CD.
Yes, we recorded it last year, and it's released in September. It's produced by Chips Keasby, who also did our Midnight Chase, the third album.
Okay.
And I think it's definitely our best album. We kind of changed the writing process a bit when we compared to the other albums. We just wrote every song the same way in the rehearsal room, like jamming all the songs. And we worked on the album for like 6 months. Constantly, every day, we met and wrote songs. So it's a lot of hard work, but it ended up the way we wanted, actually. So
yeah, no, good.
Yep.
How do you feel you guys have maybe grown or evolved over the last, say, 3-4 records?
I feel that we're just getting more confident with the whole recording process. We know what's going to happen when we enter the studio. We know what's expected of us, and we also know what we can expect from the people we're working with, and we more aware of what sound we want to use, what equipment, all of those things. So it's really nice to at least know that you don't have to be nervous when you're going into the studio.
No, absolutely.
Can you be nervous because there's a new album coming out? Of course. But,
No, that's true. You guys just released another single off your latest CD a few weeks ago for the track Lunatic Number 1, and I saw you also made a video. Do you enjoy making videos? I know it's pretty repetitive and boring sometimes, but do you guys still enjoy it?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun to make videos, and I really also want to be... I always try to be as much involved in the video, like the script as much as possible. So the latest videos we've done, I think I've been writing a lot of like the ideas for it. For this last video, I had this idea that we wanted to do this. We're running in the forest and just get a lot of energy. And so I like to ride horses, but I don't have time for it. So I said, hey, I should ride a horse in this video.
There you go. That's awesome.
You have to be smart when you're doing it, because you can't do much with it.
That's true. That's actually pretty creative. How do you how do you ladies go about the writing and recording process? Do you have key people in the band who do like the lyrics and the music, or does everybody kind of help out a little bit? How does it work?
We're all involved in everybody's parts. We cannot sit like, hey, I'm the drummer, leave me alone, you know? All of us are like onto everyone. But also, we write all of us together, most of it. So even if I have an idea for a song, for example, nowadays I never finish it and present the whole song, because I know it's going to be turned into pieces when I come to the rehearsal.
Yeah.
And then put together to something else. So nowadays it's just bring riffs or ideas. And so I write most of the lyrics, not all of them, but then we all help out, and most vocal melodies as well. So
okay. What does the rest of the year hold for you guys? I know this tour is almost over. You're going to be heading back home. What's up for the rest of the year? Anything being worked on or anything set for the rest of the year?
The next thing that's coming up is the summer festival season. So we're going to do a lot of European festivals and some good ones in Sweden. So looking forward to that. Getting on planes, flying back and forward the whole summer. It's really fun to play the summer festival. Looking forward to that.
Awesome.
I wish we had done some in the States as well, but maybe next year, I hope.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one more and I'll let you go. If you could say one thing to the people who have not heard about you yet, what would you want America to know about Crucified Barbara?
Check us out if you like high energetic rock and roll and metal mixed up to some just a lot of fun party music.
All right, cool. Hey, everybody, we've been talking to Mia Coldheart from Swedish rockers, hard rockers, actually, Crucified Barbara. Their latest CD is called In the Red, and it's out now. And I'm telling you, check out this band. Not only very attractive ladies, but they can all play. There's no BS here. Every one of these ladies can rock it out. So, Mia, thank you so much for your time. It was great. I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you, and glad I got to see you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for the time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.